Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 6th edition. Hope you guys had a great Wednesday. A lot of day game action, as we discussed on the show. Some excitement, as expected. Lots of fireworks, honestly. So, fun stuff there. Corbin Burns looks broken. That's a concern. Gerrit Cole was fine. Cease was good, but not great. Lizardo was amazing. Lopez was amazing. So, great stuff on those fronts. Mitch Keller surprised some people. So, yeah, fun day. As expected, the Rays went off. Just needed the other pieces to go with it, and you were good to go. Now the fun begins. Thursday. Usually, in season, when I've been grinding forever and ever and ever, and I still grind right now, and I'm exhausted, I probably would not do this podcast. Just so you know, when you wake up and you go, "Why? Where's Quick Hits? Where's Quick Hits? It's Thursday." There's four games during the day, starting at 1:10 Eastern, 10:10 a.m. Pacific time. And the reason is there have been four postponements due to weather and moved to Friday. Two of them are on this slate. So if you click on DraftKings, when I'm recording this show right now, is 9:20 Pacific time, 12:20 Eastern, and it shows a six-game slate. And yeah, that's fine. That's doable. Well, when you look closer at that slate, Miami and the New York Mets already postponed, moved to Friday. Cincinnati, Philadelphia already postponed, moved to Friday. That's back-to-back postponements for Cincinnati. But the Mets, the Phillies, the Orioles, and I just totally blanked on the 14. There's four postponements already moving over to Friday. So we have four games. Here are the totals for your four games. We're going to have one of your quicker shows of the season. Red Sox, Tigers, 8. Blue Jays, Royals, 8. Giants, White Sox, getaway game, 8. And Nationals, Rockies, first Coors Field game, and it's a doozy at 11. So everyone's going to want to stack that game and get your pitching elsewhere. It's a pretty straightforward slate. I will have some angles we can attack, of course. That's what we're here for. But just the average fan, what you're going to do is you're going to stack Coors Field, preferably the Rocky side, because Josiah Gray gives up so many home runs, but Freeland's very hittable as well. And then you're going to just take your pitching. The one thing I'll say now, I won't break him down on the show, but on a short slate like this, if you wanted to be super contrarian, Kyle Freeland's your dude. Just going to throw that out there right now. If you want to be super contrarian, Kyle Freeland at home, where he's pitched his whole career, we've seen the ups, we've seen the downs. He's $7,300, 6 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 1K in his first start at San Diego. The Nationals are bad. They're really, really bad. So if you want to go super contrarian, you go Kyle Freeland. Now at the top of the order, the popular pitcher, if you can afford it with Coors Field, is Kevin Gausman at 9K at Kansas City. That is a pretty straightforward play. He'd be a lead on pretty much any slate. If this was a full six-game slate, he'd be one of the top options on this slate. So Kevin Gausman at 9K, absolutely love him. Then you got the battle between Lance Lynn and Alex Wood in Chicago. I'm a huge Lance Lynn fan. I've talked about him a ton. I think he's going to keep getting better and better. This Giants team, they're already doing things that annoyed me from a DFS standpoint in 2022. There's games where they just pop off, and there's games where they should pop off. They just go super quiet. And then there's like those just middling games that just annoy you because they don't help you in any direction whatsoever. So you could go to the Giants. I'm not going to. Alex Wood's the interesting part of this one because Lance Lynn, I could do a Lynn-Gausman combo. It'd be cool. I'm fine with that. Wood's the interesting one. Wood's got a ton of strikeout upside. It just depends on how deep he goes in the game. That's always the concern with Alex Wood. So if you want to be gamble man, if you want to be a gambling man, 8K for Alex Wood is there, but I think I'd pass. I'd rather gamble on Kyle Freeland, like I mentioned at 73. I think that's your dicey play. If you put Freeland with Gausman and the stack up some Rockies and something, one of these other teams I'll tell you about, that's where it's fun. Another value play, which I'm very, very intrigued to see play off, is Chris Sale at $7,500, the Detroit Tigers. Now, the caveat that I already mentioned is this Detroit Tigers team, they're stinky good so far to start the season. Key word, you start the season. There's a lot that can go wrong. We're only like 6-7 games in. But they just went into Houston and gave those boys everything they can handle. I think they took the first two of that series. They're playing some pretty good ball. They were in I believe they're the ones that were playing home run derby with Boston earlier this year. I could be mistaken, but I know they're playing some good ball. You get Chris Sale at Detroit for Detroit's home opener. Sale coming off a rough go. Three innings, seven hits, seven runs, three home runs, two walks, six Ks. Not what you wanted to see from Chris Sale in his first start coming back from TJ. I still think it's an interesting option because you get a good pitcher's ballpark in Detroit. You have a small slate. He did get the six Ks, and that's one thing I like about this price point at 75. If you were to go six innings, give up four runs, but strike out eight, you take that on this four-game slate in a heartbeat. He's got the strikeout ability if he can somehow limit the damage. There's a lot to like with Chris Sale. I don't think he's this broken. And Detroit's pesky, though. So that's what makes it tough. Like, if you want to be contrarian in Detroit, you can. I'd rather go other spots. So Chris Sale is in play for me as well. So that's my pitching. Kevin Gausman is 1A, B, C, D, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's the man. That's the one you want. You can go some Lance Lynn if you like, but then it's between Sale and Freeland. And the more I start doing this, because it's a four-game slate and I want to get weird, Gausman and Freeland could be my play. Could be. Still want to see some things. But that is very, very enticing. All right, let's check out the bats on this four-game Thursday slate. Again, starts at 1:10 p.m. Eastern, 10:10 a.m. Pacific time. So get up bright and early, get that coffee on the West Coast, folks. Is before you blink your eyes, baseball will pretty much be done again for the day. Catcher's position for you here. Salvi Perez had the day off on Wednesday. So keep an eye on him at 5K. It's Gausman, though, so be careful. But cheaper options, Alejandro Kirk, Toronto is a phenomenal pivot off of Coors Field. They get Jordan Lyles. Toronto has not had that big game yet, and I'm waiting for it. So Kirk at 37 versus Jordan Lyles. I like Boston a ton versus Turnbull. I was optimistic in Turnbull coming back and being something this year. That first start looked like he had a long ways to go. So you got Boston in town. They'd be a team to keep an eye on. But Elias Diaz is only $3,300 in Coors versus Josiah Gray. Danny Jansen at 32 versus Jordan Lyles. Those would be two little pieces of savings because you will want to save because you really do want Kevin Gausman. Now, if Gausman sucks, so be it, but he's going to be like 70 to 80% rostered. So it's one of those that's going to be a tough fade because if you fade him and he sucks, well, you're gold. But it's like anything's possible in baseball, I say many times. I think he's got a 75 to 80% success rate in this game. Just going to pinpoint that one.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Some other options down here at the catcher's position for you. I have to navigate through a lot of red to tell you who else is playing. If Connor Wong gets the Boston start, he's 22. I don't love it. I'd rather give a shot to like Blake Sable at 21 versus Lance Lynn. As much as I like Lance Lynn, I think Sable's got a little more pop upside in that situation. But it ain't great on this slate. It's going to be a really rough slate. First base position, you got CJ Cron versus Shia Gray. That's awesome. Vladito went deep on Wednesday. He's 55 versus Jordan Lyles. So that's two great pay-up spots if you want to go there. Cheaper plays, Justin Turner's 42 versus Turnbull. I'd look there. I love Andrew Vaughn versus lefties. I respect the snot out of Alex Wood. You can go there if you so choose. I'm just not there. That's what I would say. Nice way to say it. I'm not in that position to go there, but if you need to save some money and you want to go down from maybe a Justin Turner savings, Vaughn is 37. But you know our savings is coming. You know it's coming. It's first base. And Boston's on the slate. And Tristan Casas was $2,900 yesterday. He's down to 26 for Spencer Turnbull. So there is your value. Another potential value for you is if Mike Moustakas checks the lineup, he's 26 in Coors Field. He's first base, third base. Brandon Belt is 24 versus Jordan Lyles. I love Casas the most out of those, but all are very intriguing plays there. If you're not using Kyle Freeland, Michael Chavis loves facing lefties. He's first base, second base eligible. He's $2,300 in Coors Field. DraftKings, did you forget how to price Coors Field? Just, I know it's the Nationals. It's Coors Field. So Michael Chavis at 23 that's awesome. Really awesome. Second base position for you. Thyro's not supposed to be back in the lineup on Thursday. Keep that in mind at 4,300. He's been getting on and running wild. But I love Ryan McMahon at only 42. That's way too cheap against Josiah Gray. McMahon's swinging it well. Plus, you get Coors Field in the mix. Really good spot there. Again, Coors is going to be chalky. Going down lower than that, you got Christian Arroyo at 27 versus Turnbull. If you aren't using Gausman, I love Michael Massey as value on almost every slate. He's $2,600. Hits fourth or fifth in that Kansas City order. I just like Gausman too much to even try. But if you're not using Gausman, Massey is a nice value at $2,600. And there he is again, first base, second base eligible. Michael Chavis, $2,300 in Coors versus Kyle Freeland. That's your boy. That's your boy. You can put Casas at first and Chavis at second if you really need to save some money. Not sure you have to go that crazy, but it's an option. Third base, you got Rafael Devers at 6K. That's a really good pay-up spot if you so choose. Cheaper options, though. You got Candelario and Coors at 31. Elias Montero is only 3K versus Josiah Gray. Those are both phenomenal, depending on who you're stacking up there. Both very much in play. I mentioned Moustakas at 26, so somehow he enters the lineup. And, yeah, so there actually is some decent value at third base if you need it. And if for some reason J.D. Davis gets to start again because Thyro Estrada is out and you don't have Lance Lynn, J.D. Davis is 2K. He's $2,000 on this slate. Shortstop position here, Timmy Anderson got tossed on Wednesday. He should be back in the lineup unless he gets suspended for some reason on Thursday. He's 57 versus Alex Wood. But Bo Bichette at 52, if you've been listening all year, I've been saying play him. He's in the high fours. He should be the low to mid fives. He should be. Well, he is now. Welcome to the party, Bo. $5,200 for Jordan Lyles and well-deserved. Well-deserved there. If you think Chris Sale is going to stink again, Javi Baez at 42 is a great, great GPP play. Great GPP play. So just keep that on your radar. Not a must play, but if you want to get contrarian on a four-game slate, Javi Baez is that guy, boomer bust, GPP to the T. That's something to keep in mind. Not a lock, but very, very intriguing as a tournament play. Other than that, ain't a whole lot else I like at the position. Maybe a cheap Ezekiel Tovar if you really need to, but there's other value I'd rather have than Ezekiel Tovar. Outfield position, you got Lou Bob. You got George Springer, not bad at 53. But Chris Bryant going to Coors at 51. Masataka Yoshida at 4,900. Both decent pay-up spots for them. If you're not using Freeland, I really do like Joey Meneses at 4,500. He lost his first base eligibility. He's outfield only now. But Meneses at $4,500 versus Kyle Freeland is a nice one. Adam Duvall versus Turnbull. Duvall had the day off on Wednesday. Expect him back in the lineup on Thursday. He's 4,300. Charlie Blackman has been swinging it really well. He's $4,300 versus Josiah Gray. So he's a guy I would let. That's technically valued to me when you look at the grand scheme of things. So keep an eye on Mr. Blackman at a very affordable price. Jurickson Profar leads off for the Rockies. He's 36 versus Josiah Gray. Another piece of the puzzle there. Jonathan Daza is only 32. If that's an interest to you. But yeah, it's not pretty down here. Matt Vierling's been leading off when he does play for the Tigers. He should be hitting towards the top of the order as the lefty Sale. Again, if you're fading Chris Sale, Matt Vierling's $2,900. Definitely a guy that we keep on my radar as a value play if you need him. Another great value play is Alex Call of the Washington Nationals. Been hitting in the middle, like fifth or sixth in that Nationals lineup. He'll be facing Kyle Freeland and Coors at $2,500. That is asinine for a middle of the order hitter in Coors Field, but here we are. Other guys to look at, there's probably not a ton down here. Like Nate Eaton, probably not against Gossman. Just go throw that out there. Probably not. But yeah, see what the lineups come out with. But there's so much value on a four-game slate that you can easily recap pitching, get Kevin Gossman at $9,000. You could pair him with Lance Lynn if you want, or you could take some chances with the Chris Sales and Kyle Freeland's of the world. Kyle Freeland's my ultimate, like, let's just get wild GPP type situation. If you're stacking it up, though, it's pretty simple. Everyone's going to be on Coors Field. I prefer the Colorado side versus Josiah Gray. Both are in play if you want them, but give me Colorado in that matchup. Toronto versus Jordan Lyles, I like a lot. And then Boston versus Spencer Turnbull, the contrarian angle there. You can play Detroit against Sale if you think Sale's broken. I will say that much. So got a couple contrarian plays on this slate, but for the most part, it's pretty straightforward. If you just want to eat chalk and go, it's Gossman, it's Coors. That's where you just start, and there's your just chalky chalkness. Like get your tums out there, get all that good stuff to clear you up because it's going to get chalky. But that'll do it, folks. That's about 13 minutes longer than this podcast should be for a four-game slate, but we are done. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at BDMTrick. The podcast can use a rate and review on iTunes. Check out Bench with Bubba, Bubba and the Bloom, the First Pitch podcast, the always pressing PGA DFS podcast, right? Flap my gums on the airwaves from time to time each week. And then also my written content at fantasypros.com, baseballhq.com, and Gaining the Edge Fantasy on Patreon, patreon.com/GTE Fantasy. Myself, Michael Simeone, Mike Kurland, and Jorge Montanez getting it done for you each and every day. Lots of great content. I have a cheat sheet for DFS. I have some fab work over there. You know, got the lineup takeaways. You got streamers, pitchers, hitters. You got bullpen reports and much more to always keep you ready for your fantasy baseball seasons. So check it out for those $5 a month. But that'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys on Friday with a larger slate, hopefully, as long as it's going to be nasty weather this weekend. Like, if you're watching the Masters in Augusta, it's nasty. Saturday, almost full rain out, it looks like. And that's going to hamper baseball as well, folks, not just golf. So keep an eye on the weather. It's going to be nasty. I'll try to have you cover the best I can here and in the Game of the Edge Discord. So good luck, and I will be back with you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, or your Thursday, April 6th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.